Kyle, what can you tell us about how camp's going so far?
Camp's been pretty smooth this far. Everybody's working and getting in shape and getting ready for the season. It's a battle of top-tier teams such as Clemson, not only those top-tier teams, but everybody that we go against.
So do you see yourself stepping into the role that Christian had last year and just picking up where he left off?
Absolutely. At least I'm definitely going to try and make some big plays for this team and help us, you know, dominate the games that need to be dominated in the special teams as well on offense. So.
What did you learn from that first year, stepping from Bremon to the SEC?
That was a big step for me. The pace of the game was definitely a lot faster, but I was able to adapt to it and learn how to play a role and not just be the star guy on the team. So, you know, it helped me just develop overall as a player.
How about the blocking? How was that going from having to block? How do you feel your blocking skills has improved from when you first got there here to now?
It's definitely a lot tougher. You know, you got to block some bigger guys, some linebackers from time to time. So the transition has been pretty smooth. We've been working really a lot this summer in developing not only our blocking, but, you know, all aspects of the receiver game. So it has been pretty smooth and good.
How about your route running? Is that natural, more fluid now at this point?
Oh, absolutely. Us as a unit, the wide receivers, we came out and worked a lot this offseason and really tried to get better so we can make a statement this fall.
How big a role do you think you could play in special teams, especially the return game?
I think I could play a huge role in helping us get that advantage in the special team games above other teams, you know, to help us win and get good field position so we could drop the ball.
So are some of your teammates a little bit envious when going home for you just means driving up a country road?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they talk about it all the time, how you just go back home 45 minutes down the road, you know, small trip. So it's,
you ever take any guys home with you?
Actually, I haven't took. Yeah, no, I haven't took anyone home with me. I plan on to, though, one of my roommates.
So. What's it like when you go back home?
Definitely a big name. You know, every time I'm stepping out, people or I've caused a lot of attention. So, you know, I try to keep myself on the low. Don't try to do too much to attract too much attention.
I was actually out there this morning. I saw your little brother. What do you got to say to him about his upcoming senior year?
He got some big footsteps to fill in, so that's all I got to tell.
Christian was such a big impact on this team last year. He's not in the wide receiver room anymore. What is that wide receiver room like now?
Christian was a great leader and a great role model. So he helped the younger guys to be able to establish, you know, how to become a leader and how to lead this team and step up. So the room's been pretty well. We've had a bunch of guys that's been able to step up and perform this fall. So it's been pretty good.
Are big plays just something that comes with the play that Jimbo might call, or is that something that you can create on your own out there?
Both. I would definitely say both. Whether it's from the concept or, you know, just getting a bubble wrap and just, you know, making a guy miss, there's any time in the offense where you can make a big play. So.
You feel like you can do that? You can provide that offense with a spark and a big play?
Oh, absolutely. That's what I plan on doing this fall camp. So.
Chuck, you guys are in day 6 of practice. You have a few more to string back-to-back before you get a break. What is this? I don't know if grind's the right word, but this stretch, you know, to get it started without a break like?
It's helping us get our body, you know, ready for that type of intensity and prepare for such, you know, scrutiny on our bones and such not. But I think it's been a great – it's going to be good for us as long as the season goes on.
You feel like Coach Fisher, he kind of talked about it last night, is kind of pushing y'all to where you've never been before on that front, and it helps maybe long-term mentally and physically?
Oh, absolutely. Obviously, guys are out here competing – and competing for spots, and there's a lot of physicality in practice, and guys are going head-to-head. So I feel like we've got a bunch of guys that are just going to step up and, you know, play a great role.
Has Coach Fisher talked any quarterbacking with you?
Actually, he has not. I'm just going out there every day, taking each day step-by-step, trying to get better. So.
You catch yourself listening in on some of the advice he's given the quarterbacks then, having that background in your past?
No, receivers are kind of we're kind of in a room doing our own thing. The offense is a lot to learn, a lot to take in, so we're often sticking to that.
How much different?
You're ready to go if needed, right?
Oh, absolutely, always.
Is this year for you than last year? When you look back to where you were to where you are now, how much difference is that?
Much more experienced. I'm learning the offense much more, learning how to run routes against certain defenses and whatnot. So. This year has been a lot different for me in terms of experience because I know more of how to get open or how to make plays. So
good. All right.